Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Sheen. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Whiteman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sam Agnew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Babe Ruth. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Babe Ruth. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The left fielder, Les Mann. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dode Paskert. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Merkel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Pick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Kilfer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hippo Vaughn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hippo Vaughn. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merkel scoops it up and throws to first, with Vaughn covering, for the out. One out. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strunk. The throw from Kilfer and he is out, Hollocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mann moves to third. Paskert moves to second. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merkel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick hits a fly ball into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes bunts towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. Whiteman moves to second. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merkel scoops it up and throws to first, with Vaughn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Kilefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Agnew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Agnew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Agnew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kilefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field. Paskert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. There goes Hooper. The throw from Kilefer and he is out, Hollocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. Flack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker bunts towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Flack moves to second. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flack moves to third. Two outs. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paskert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheen takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk bunts towards the mound. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whiteman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheen moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheen scores. Whiteman moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott bunts towards third. Deal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Merkel hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 1 in the game. Pick strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 1 in the game. Deal hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Agnew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agnew is 0 for 1 in the game. Agnew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flack is hit by the pitch. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheen is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whiteman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mann hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paskert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Merkel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paskert moves to second. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 2 in the game. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pick for the out. Paskert moves to third. Merkel moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 2 in the game. Deal hits a fly ball into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Paskert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Kilefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kilefer hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Agnew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agnew is 0-for-2 in the game. Agnew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollocker for the out. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mann hits a fly ball into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Paskert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheen takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-3 in the game. Strunk bunts towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheen moves to second. One out. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whiteman strikes out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes is walked intentionally. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Merkel hits a fly ball into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-3 in the game. Deal bunts towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.